You know how you can start a process or a new project and you have the best intentions for it and you start that thing and you're like, heck yeah, I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to go all in and I'm not going to look back. Like, I'm just going to be dedicated to this. And then you encounter a few speed bumps along the way and you, for the most part, troubleshoot for the speed bumps. Like, you problem solve for the speed bumps. But then a very huge tidal wave comes for you. And that's when you realize, holy crap, I am not prepared for this. And that, my friend, my dear listener, is what happened to me. I'm going to keep this one brief, but this is really a little bit of a launch pad, so to speak. I am bringing back the In Demand podcast, but I just wanted to record just a quick thing, partly to relieve my, is guilt the right word? I think more it's like to alleviate my own brain and my own, like mental and emotional space for where I left the In Demand podcast. But the other part of it is to just kind of give you a preface for what's to come and what does the vision of this podcast ultimately look like? Because I've heard from so many of you since I last published an episode, and I've gotten so much incredible feedback, but it's also left me with some questions, some things that I would just love to hear from all of you on. So if you've been hoping and like crossing your fingers that an episode would come back, well, you are in such good spirits and good vibrations because, spoiler alert, the In Demand podcast is coming back. I have been in my own little desk studio, for what it's worth, for the past few days. Me and my podcast editor, we've been going back and forth. I have support to actually get this thing off of the ground again. So yes, it is coming back. It is in the motions. It is now part of the ecosystem of my daily life again. And weekly life again, and it's in my brain space. But what was interesting about this last year, really 2 years, basically a pandemic years, if I'm being honest, but what's been going on with me at least has been, of course, you know, creating all this content, and then the team has actually gone through very big shifts. My team has been growing, I've been growing and investing in myself, and then I've also been working on identifying blockers, both very real, concrete blockers with our own growth, in addition to identifying things that we need to do to change our own strategic processes, to grow our own business, and then, of course, deliver even more value for our clients. And in that process, I've been learning, I've been taking notes, I've been observing. And when I tell you that I feel like I have this endless list of content, of ideas, of topics, of things I want to break down, to discuss, and also to probe and dissect with you, I'm so excited to share all of the things. But I also want to keep in mind, you know, being as sustainable as possible with my own time, my own energy, and then, of course, you know, making sure I'm dividing my focus as best as I possibly can in the most effective way. But that's kind of where we left off. I think the other thing too is there's actually a couple of episodes that I have backlogged that were never published, which is kind of embarrassing to admit, but I'm actually really glad that they weren't published because they were, I believe where we last left off, it was attribution and Google Analytics. And of course, was it this year? I think it was this year. Google announced that GA4 is going to be the new, it's going to be the new, it's going to be the thing that everyone is going to be forced to move to by June 2023, if I'm not mistaken. And UA, regular Google Analytics, Universal Analytics, is going to go away. So the last two episodes that I recorded that I never published are now moot, completely moot, irrelevant. I mean, not entirely irrelevant, but they're not going to translate in the same way. So here's what we're going to do. I'm going to publish, you know, this little micro episode, and we're going to go ahead and start the new season. The episode 18 is what I think it is. The attribution part one We are going to continue that series, but we're probably going to insert it in between or during the existing series that we have today. But those episodes do need to be re-recorded, the ones that were never published. So episodes 19 and 20 are going to be different for you, but for us, they were part of our content schedule back then. For whatever reason, they never published. That was an internal error on our part that was not anything with our software or anything to deal with like that. It was much more of a, it looked like some things were never done, which is interesting. But anyway, so that is going to be something that we insert at some point in this season. But those episodes do need to be redone. So as far as we're concerned, episode 18, I think, is part one for attribution. We're going to move into our next season anyway. But just so you know, there's going to be like a couple of seemingly or what feels like random episodes about attribution analytics, mostly because we have to go back and adjust those episodes anyway that were already recorded, never published, and now we're going to re-record them, just so you have context. And then in terms of where we're heading next, so In Demand, the In Demand podcast, really the whole goal for this podcast is it's going to be a different, hopefully an entirely different vibe than what you're used to. But my goal isn't to just give you marketing tactics. There's plenty, tons. There's just so many podcasts out there that do that. And I would recommend you to those. There's plenty of really good ones that kind of just give you like the tactic, you know, step one, step two, step three, go do this, go do that, go do this, you know, try that. And those podcasts are great at that. And I think that that's, you know, where you should go if you want tactical. My job is to push you to think more strategically. My vision for this podcast is to get you to think deeply, for you to hear a new concept or a new idea or something you might not have considered before, and then for you to pause afterwards and to just take a breather and think about it. Think about how it applies to you. You can think of them as journal prompts, but I have questions for you at the end of every episode for you to think about and for you to carry on throughout the rest of your week, month, whatever it is. These episodes are also designed to be somewhat timeless. I want to create content that is relatively evergreen, that people can come to at really any stage, at any point of the year, and feel like they have something that works within their rhythm of wherever they're at that time. So that's really the goal. With that said, we're going to take a little bit of a different path, I would say, with some of the content moving forward. Traditionally, I would say, okay, yes, like let's focus primarily on, you know, strategy, growth, and marketing. And I think that that's still true. We're not going to stray away from discussing those topics. Something I want to add to that, however, is going to be a topic, a theme, a pillar that is so important to me. And it still helps us build businesses that are ultimately in demand. And that's leadership. Leadership. Ugh, leadership. It's that thing. That thing that, on the one hand, can absolutely, you know, it's been talked about so much. And it's one of those words that, like, for some people, it just, like, turns a light bulb off. Like, ugh, leadership. But at the same exact time, it's one of those things that can make or break a company. With poor leadership, and especially poor management, a company and a team does not get very far. It just doesn't. It doesn't inspire the people to do the thing. It doesn't retain those people to do the thing. And usually, they're too afraid or scared to reach for the thing. So leadership is one of those things where when it's great, when it's effective, when it's solid, it just lifts all ships. It's a tide that lifts all ships and everyone sails below and are full of wind. So that's kind of it's like a little bit of a thing I'm going to start adding into the mix here, but we're going to stay true to what In Demand is really all about. And that is, how do you build a business that is in demand? All right. So that's my just really quick update. I would say stay tuned. Like I said, we are working on new episodes right now. I promise we're not going to go anywhere, but consider this a little bit of like a little pit stop. In the meantime, I really want to hear from you. I mentioned the ends of these episodes are going to contain questions for you to think about. I really want to hear from you. It actually, one of the reasons why it took so long to come back to the podcast was because I actually had no idea that it was such an important part of other people's lives, that it actually has been super well received. If you can believe it, I don't think I heard anything actually about the podcast until I stopped creating episodes. And then I started getting questions pretty much at every conference I went to of, hey, Adrienne, when's In Demand coming back? When's the podcast coming back? And I was just like, oh, I didn't know that y'all liked it. I thought it was just like, you know, just like a thing that I'm just doing, you know, in the ether, and who knows if it's good or not. But I heard so much positive feedback from so many of you, both bootstrapped, funded, large companies, small companies. Y'all kind of seemed to like it. So I have been asked a million times, hey, is it coming back? When is it coming back? Don't worry, it's coming back. But what I wanted to understand, what I wanted to know was, what is the thing you would love to have covered on this podcast? What is the concept or the idea or the problem, challenge, whatever it is? What would you like to have covered, broken down, dissected by yours truly? The other thing is that I'm also wondering, and this is like breaking the rules of, you know, too many calls to action in an episode, but, you know, your first call to action, what are the topics, themes, concepts, problems that you would love to have covered here? My second question, if the first one is just too much, my second question is, what's your favorite format? Do you like the monologue? Do you like the thought-provoking questions? Or would you rather have interviews? Now, here's the thing. I don't really do interviews for a reason, mostly because there's also like everyone and their grandmother is doing interviews. However, interviews have a special place. There's probably a way that I can do interviews that's maybe different than other people doing interviews. I don't know. But what I'm curious about is, does this style work for you? Or would you rather have an interview style? And it's very possible, and there's all kinds of ways that it can happen, but it's very possible that maybe that's a separate podcast, or it could just be this one. Maybe In Demand becomes an interview podcast finally. I know some of you would love that. And I know people wanting to be on the podcast would love that even more. But anyway, those are two questions for you to think about. You know where to find me. Twitter, at Arangio, or excuse me, at Asia Arangio. Ooh, sorry about that. So Twitter, at Asia Arangio is where you can find me. There's, of course, LinkedIn. You can always send me a DM either on Twitter or LinkedIn. But yeah, I would just love to hear from you. That would be incredible. My DMs are open. And yeah, I think that's really, that would be super helpful. Would just be great to know, but also to hear from all of you in general, because I went, you know, 2 years not knowing that it was a thing for you guys. So anyway, all right, well, I will let you move throughout your day. But in the meantime, stay tuned. And thanks again for listening.